Harrogate Town Football Club on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
We all enjoy sport, we all enjoy football, so match day is just brilliant, the atmosphere and everything like that, and it's good coming to watch live football.
So you've got to support your home team, haven't you, really?
That's great. A bit tight, I think another goal and we'll feel a bit more confident.
We have started supporting this year because we were looking for a non-league team in Yorkshire and we come from just outside Richmond.
And you've picked a good year to begin supporting the team.
Yeah,
they're doing phenomenally well.
Yeah, we have, haven't we?
Harrogate Town are busy preparing for the biggest game in their history this Sunday. The CNG Stadium will host the National League North playoff final when Town will take on Brackley, with a place in the fifth tier of English football up for grabs. And with a sold-out match day, all eyes are due to be on the team. But with thousands of spectators pouring into the stadium, there's always a need for some good old hearty grub. I went along on one of the match days to talk to those who supply the food and drink.
Burgers and More are the key burger kings here. Would you like to introduce yourself, Ian? Tell me a little bit about Burgers and More and where you are in Harrogate.
Yeah, we're obviously Burgers and More. We're on King's Road. We've been there now 3 years in August. Been given the accolade of the best place in Yorkshire to get burgers by Northern Life magazine. The football club approached us to try and put a different slant on matchday food and the matchday experience. So we've gone away from your stereotypical chips and gravy.
That is what you think, isn't it? Sort of maybe pie and peas, chips and gravy, bag of crisps and a pint. Which, don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with that. I love that as well. But this, it doesn't fall under that category, does it, what you produce?
Definitely not. As I say, people seem to be stigmatised with, we'll go to a game of football or sports fixture, we'll accept what we're given, your stereotypical frozen food. What we do, it's fresh. Yeah. Replacement of a sausage roll was a pork chorizo and paprika roll that's made fresh in a restaurant. We do a burger Wellington, which is a beef patty from a fresh burger that's made in the restaurant with Harrogate blue cheese and running through the burger, topped with garlic mushrooms, cooked in puff pastry, served with a homemade red wine gravy.
I've just tried the gravy, that's phenomenal as well, really good. Tell me about the burger. It's a special burger, particularly for Harrogate Town.
Very much, yes. Obviously, Harrogate player colours are yellow and black, so we use yellow cheddar and a jet black charcoal cheddar. So the cheese on the Town burger is jet black and yellow to replicate the Harrogate Town first team kit.
And if we've got anyone who maybe doesn't know the first Harrogate Town kit, it's a bumblebee burger as well.
There is that, but there's no hunt. Well, we do have one here, but that's in the mustard.
And for veggies as well, obviously we've talked mainly meat, but you've got some really great veggie options on as
well. Yeah, we've got three vegetarian options. We do a three cheese pastry, which is a cheese pasta. It's red cheddar, yellow cheddar, parmesan, whole grain mustard, onion running through it. And we've also got southern fried halloumi, but the halloumi isn't halloumi, it's Yorkshire squeaky cheese, produced in sunny Sowby Bridge.
You can hear the burgers hotting up now over there.
Yeah, George is there cooking away. And we also do a happy, which is a vegetarian burger, with chickpea, lime juice, garden peas, chilli, coriander. As I say, it's completely different to your stereotypical matchday experience.
Well, thank you so much, Ian. The Burgers and More is definitely an extra addition, isn't it, to the CNG Stadium. How long have you been here for?
It's our first year, as sure. I say, so obviously we're coming up to our 1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
And obviously, hopefully things will progress to, and they'll ask us to come back next year.
Yeah, I hope so too. Ian, thank you very much. And of course, people can either try Burgers and More on match day at the CNG Stadium, or they can bob and see you on King's Road.
When they first come here, can't understand how they can get food of this standard at a football match, but our philosophy is, why not?
We come down to Harrogate Town every Saturday, home games and away a few of us, and we ball boy for the first team, so basically when the ball goes out we go and get it and then we give it back to the players.
And how many matches have you been to?
Three this season, I think.
Yeah. And how do we think we're doing so far in the season?
Good.
It's good. It's good, isn't it? Hopefully we'll get promoted, yeah?
Ole, 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 ole. Jakey, right, right, right. Jakey, right, right, right.
My name's Hamilton. I'm the hospitality manager.
of 1919 venue, and I look after the bars and the match day in hospitality.
Well, let's start with food first. So we've heard a little bit from Burgers and More about the what's on offer from their side. But of course, in the building that we're stood just next to, the VIPs go in there. It's the hospitality area. What is on offer there food-wise?
Try to mix it up a bit, but this season it's been very proper for the roast, so we do like two or three different types of meat. Basically like a carvery, and it's just been so popular.
It definitely makes match day feel a bit more of an event day, doesn't it? Because people come a couple of hours before kickoff, they can have some drinks in the bar, they sit down to eat, and then by the time they're feeling all full and lovely, that's when the kickoff happens. So it's a really well thought out afternoon, actually. When it comes to all the produce that's available on the carvery, where do you source all that from?
We always source it locally. I think it's important to involve local businesses. We do a lot in the community, a lot with other businesses, so we do source it locally.
Drinks-wise, there's a special Harrogate Town beer. Tell me about that.
Well, one of the main sponsors at Harrogate Town is Green King. And we got together and decided, you know, we needed to name a beer. Came up with the name of Harrogate Town Beer. I'm proud to be town, which is the motto that you use for the fans and things like that. Green King were fantastic. We got this beer, which we started selling about 2 years ago, and it's very, very popular on match days. Yeah.
And that's available to everybody, know about who you are in CNG Stadium on match days.
Correct, yeah, even if people are having out private functions and things like that.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Hamilton. I'm going to go in there, enjoy some roast dinner, and enjoy the rest of match day. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So plenty to get your teeth stuck into then, both sports-wise and food-wise, this Sunday at the CNG Stadium, when Harrogate Town Football Club will take on Brackley, with a place in the fifth tier of English football up for grabs. Come on, Harrogate Town.
Harrogate Town Football Club. On Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.